Welcome back to Press Play Radio. I'm Dawn Natasha, host weekdays from 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our station. And this is your top 10 most voted on songs of the week. And yes, you most definitely heard that right. We're now Press Play Radio. And we'll be announcing all kinds of fun stuff in the coming weeks, so keep on tuning in for that. This week, we lost a legend, so rather than do our usual spotlight of two drop entries, I'll be replaying our echoes on Ozzy Osbourne that we aired yesterday. Rest in peace, brother. So let's get to the countdown, shall we? Starting off at number 10 and down by one this week is A Flock of Seagulls with Him. We first spotlighted this one on Echoes. It's from their 2024 album, Some Dreams, and is still going strong thanks to their ongoing Lost 80s Live tour across the U.S. Nostalgia's trending, and these guys are right in the thick of it. Coming in at number 9 is Amy Lynn's latest news, where she talks about George Strait and she talks about the Deftones. Here she is.
Welcome to the FM 2.0 Music News with me, Amy Lynn. Let's get into it. You may have heard a little something about Oasis. Well, they are storming back to UK number 1 following this reunion tour boost. Billboard reporting, following their momentous reunion tour kickoff, Oasis is back up to number 1 on the UK's official albums chart with the compilation Time Flies, 1994 through 2009. The album, first released in 2010, hit number one upon release and has been a mainstay on those charts ever since. The collection compiles all 27 singles released during the band's initial run between 1994 and 2009, including Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, and Live Forever, and more. And on July 4th, Liam and Noel buried the hatchet with their first live performance together in 16 years. The show at Cardiff's Principality Stadium was the first of their Live 25 reunion tour, which will see 41 dates over the coming months. The group played their first of five homecoming shows at Manchester's Heaton Park on Friday, July 11th, and will continue through the UK and Ireland before heading on over to North America and beyond in August. And on Wednesday, Oasis announced the release of a huge box set reissue of all seven studio albums on CD and vinyl. And you can get your hands on one of those by going to Oasis official store at shop.oasisnet.com. Country music artist George Strait announces benefit concert for Texas Hill Country flood recovery. Click to Houston reporting that the country legend George Strait will hold a benefit concert near the end of this month to raise funds for Texas Hill Country flood recovery. The concert was announced on Strait's X page and will be held in Bourne, Texas on July 27th. As written on George Strait's X page, he announces plans to directly help those impacted by the Texas floods and to also recognize first responders who saved the lives of countless members of his community with this fundraising event. Calling it Straight to the Heart, taking place on July 27th, all donations will go directly to benefiting those affected by the flood. And now on to some happier news. Deftones announced new album, Private Music, and share their new song, My Mind is a Mountain. Pitchfork reporting, the band will also play shows this summer with Fantagram, Idols, System of a Down, and the Barbarians of California. Deftones are coming back with their first studio album in nearly 5 years. Private Music arrives August 22nd. This new album follows Deftones' 2020 full-length album, Ohms, and is the band's 10th studio album. Deftones co-produced and recorded it in both California and in Nashville. Beginning in August, they will be back on the road for the second leg of their 2025 North American tour. Support for the tour is from Fantagram, Idols, and the Barbarians of California. Deftones will also be playing a pair of shows with System of a Down in Toronto in September. And its lead single, My Mind is a Mountain, is out now, and I fully suggest you go check it out on YouTube, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. And that was the FM 2.0 Music News with me, Amy Lynn, where every day is a good day with music.
Swooping into number 8 this week is Evanescence with Afterlife. They just reached their first ever number 1 on Billboard's Rock and Alternative Airplay chart. And Amy Lee's also been making some waves with Fight Like a Girl from the Ballerina soundtrack. And in tour news, looks like the band will be joining Metallica for select dates this fall and hitting Perth in November. Lots happening in the Evanescence world.
You build your walls, but can't forget the hate.
Straight from the drop, it's Blacklist Union with Mississippi Moonhound. It's the lead single off of their upcoming album, Slay the Dragon. They've also just dropped another new track, Up in Smoke. Both the video for Mississippi Moonhound and their latest single can be found on their socials. They're in at number 7. Tones in at number 6 with My Mind is a Mountain. This one's from their new album Private Music, out August 22nd. They'll be touring with Idols and Fantagram, and they're headlining Dia de los Deftones this November. We'll be right back. Introduced through our new segment, Press Play Radio's Social Spotlight, we have Oh Sammy with Prayer. This one's getting tons of love on TikTok. You know, social media in general is really feeling this one. People are calling it healing and so raw. With close to 11,000 likes on TikTok alone and hundreds of stories, Prayer is making waves and touching souls. Here he is in at number 5. By 4 is Big Familiar by Stella and the Very Messed. It's definitely building steam. Now, we introduced it on the drop earlier this month, and it's now the title track of their upcoming album, out September 19th. They just played sold-out shows in Marfa and Austin this past weekend and are set to play Hotel Vegas, also in Austin, on Saturday. Quirky, grungy, poetic, and clearly resonating. Here's Stella and the Very Messed in at number 4.
Coffee's all you see.
parachuting into number three this week is Chris Stapleton and Miranda Lambert's duet with A Song to Sing. And I've got to say, streaming numbers are going wild. It's Miranda's biggest debut yet. They gave it a surprise live debut at the SoFi Stadium, and Miranda says they were channeling Kenny and Dolly. Total country gold.
After all this time, running up and down the roads, boulevards and broken dreams,
all the in-betweens, every single high and low, I want you to know, you are a part of me, baby, you're the heart of me, together we can write a song to sing.
Moving into our number two spot this week, up by three, is Honeymoon Suite with I Fly. The brand new album, Wake Me Up When the Sun Goes Down, just dropped today via Frontiers Music. They're kicking off the release with a live show tonight at Avondale Music Hall and are heading straight to the Miramichi Rock and Roll Festival after that. Catch them on tour through December.
When I fly, leave a
reclaiming the top spot like a yo-yo, up from number 2 to number 1 again is Billy Idol with Still Dancing. It's off of his new album Dream Into It, and this track feels like a personal anthem. He's out on tour right now with Joan Jett, raising money for wildfire relief and gearing up to drop vinyl reissues of Charmed Life, Whiplash Smile, and his Don't Stop EP next month. He's not just still dancing, he's dominating. And that was your countdown for the week. I'm Dawn Natasha, and this is Press Play Radio, where new music needs to be heard. Special thanks to Strike TV, Fab Radio International, and Onsong. See you next Friday. And don't forget to vote, stream, and tell us what songs you want in next week's Top 10.
Right down.